Colt Millard joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You're going to be back in Canmore for the Canmore Uncorked Food and Drink Festival, the launch party on Tuesday, April the 5th, in the competition for Chef of the Festival. Now, this isn't your first cooking competition you've ever done, is it?
It's not. I recently competed on Chopped Canada.
How did that go?
So I got chopped in the second round, but absolutely amazing experience.
You were competing on the Chopped Canada teen tournament. You're 16 years old, and you're probably going to be competing against a number of adult chefs. But I imagine you're probably used to punching above your weight and competing in the big league since you've been doing this for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I've worked in a lot of restaurants in my time staging and worked with a lot of really amazing chefs. And it's always great to compete against adults, and you learn a lot. And I'm excited for it.
What drives your passion for food and learning the craft?
I've always loved cooking, always felt at home in the kitchen. I've always loved experimenting with food, trying new techniques. It's just always been a big part of my life since I was younger, and now I try to do it as often as I can.
Tell us a little bit about the competition itself on Tuesday. Now, I know that Farmbox is providing the food. Do you actually know what you're going to be getting at this point in time?
We have sent in the orders for our food, and it's some great local organic ingredients to come up with a tasting dish for 250 people.
Can you tell us about your tasting dish, or are you keeping it under wraps until the event?
I'm going to keep it a secret until the event.
Can you tell us at least how you came up with the idea for what you're going to be serving on Tuesday?
I collaborated and talked with a bunch of chefs I've worked with, and I sat down and drafted dishes after looking at the ingredients. I really wanted to use as many of the local ingredients and then highlight those simple ingredients to make a somewhat complex but interesting dish.
You've worked with a lot of local chefs here and been part of the Canmore community. This event, Canmore Uncorked, what do you think it really says about the dining scene here in Canmore?
I think it's great. Like, it won Festival of the Year award, and it's really great for Canmore, which has a lot of really great restaurants, really great culinary talent, and it just gets people to come out here and try the new experiences, see what Canmore has to offer, and it's just great to get it out there to other communities.
What do you learn from being part of a competition like that, and how do you advance your career?
For me, I've never done anything on this scale by myself, so it's a really great experience cooking for that many people and ordering all those ingredients and just keeping it very, very simple, but doing that on like a mass production scale.
Colt Millard, 16 years old, competing to be chef of the festival at the Canmore Uncorked launch party Tuesday night at the Cornerstone Theater. Tickets are $25 for this one. Should be a tasty evening. Grab them at canmoreuncorked.com. Colt, thanks for joining me in the show, and best of luck on Tuesday.
Thank you.